Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shoulder to shoulder, shields high. Welcome to the Buck Sexton Show.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Wednesday, November 30th edition. We have the looming battle between Elon and not just Apple, but possibly the White House to consider. We'll get into the latest of the big tech machinations, the obvious hypocrisy in the dealings with China that some of these big tech companies have, and what's going on here at home. And also, why is it that everyone's so worried about TikTok, but not as concerned about, say, Google and these other massive corporations? We'll discuss that. We have a looming rail strike because it's not like the economy is going to be bad enough as it is. We're going to have to add to that the cessation of billions of dollars of productivity and commerce every day because the Biden administration hasn't been able to negotiate a deal. So they're just going to pass legislation, it seems, to force the railway workers to come to work. And then in New York City, a woman who was trying to flee for her life from a BLM mob, they surrounded her car. She drove off. They want her to take a plea deal. She won't take it. Why is that? Well, we will discuss, my friends. But I need to make sure you're safe online because the bad guys want your information. They want to do whatever they can with your personally identifiable information to take out loans or credit cards in your name. And that stuff's out there because of all the hacks, all the breaches that are occurring where companies all of a sudden lose millions and millions of people's identifiable information. This is why you need LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential threats that you may not spot on your own, like loans taken out in your name that you didn't even know about. And if you do become a victim of identity theft, dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialists will work to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it is easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Join now and save up 25% off your first year with promo code BUCK. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com and use promo code BUCK for 25% off. 1-800-LIFELOCK right now. Give them a call. Look, I've had LifeLock for years. This is something that you absolutely need to have, and it's so useful, so helpful. So I just want to talk to you about this for a second, because you see all these Republican politicians who make a big deal about big tech. And right now, Elon is fighting against the machinery of the left, the Democrats, in a way that I've never seen anybody take on so much as certainly since Trump in 2016, just taking on all of it, the entire apparatus. You know, it is him versus the apparatus. And yet the Republicans, when they talk about this stuff, are often fixated on, oh, well, TikTok, and look what's going on in China and how Apple does business in China. And this I always want to say, TikTok and China, okay, maybe over the long term, that's a threat to our freedom, and maybe we're going to go to war with China in 10 years or 50 years or who knows. And what are they really going to do with all that info on TikTok? I don't know. I mean, I have TikTok, and I look at, you know, people cooking steaks and fitness tips. Like, I don't really understand how that necessarily is going to be of massive use, even if it were scaled out for hundreds of millions of people for the Chinese Communist Party to see. But put that aside, I'm willing to hear about how they're going to, you know, put leave behind software and surveillance tools and all this. And, you know, TikTok bad. TikTok is bad. OK, fine. But what about big tech here? Does anyone ever stop to think about how much Google and Facebook and these companies are influencing elections? Well, now maybe they are a lot more, because Twitter is willing to show us, because of Elon, that they suppressed the Hunter Biden laptop story, and it was all to make sure that their preferred candidate won. So they're throwing elections. That's already happening. I also think I'm going to tell you this. There are a lot of Republican politicians who talk a big game about big tech, but aren't going to do anything, because big tech's got a lot of money and a lot of influence. And so it's much easier to fixate on China, much easier to be, oh, we're going to stop, you know, we're going to stop the Chinese Communist Party and TikTok and all this stuff. OK, well, what are we doing to stop Google, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram? I know those are companies that, you know, they one owns the other in two of those cases. But what are we doing to stop them? Amazon. What are we doing about Amazon and the way that it involves itself in politics? Now, Apple with Elon Musk, it's a monopoly. It's a monopoly, obviously, the App Store. And so there need to be legal consequences that come with all this. We have to use the processes in place, the same legal system and political system that has protected Apple's intellectual property and has you know, done all, created this whole structure for it. Yeah, well, there's prohibitions on monopoly within that system as well. And if Apple doesn't like it, maybe they can go build their own country. Yeah, we got to push back on this stuff. We got to be serious about it. Oh, and then there's this other thing, too, about how Twitter is less safe. Here, we've got this clip. This is the former safety expert over at Twitter who has just left recently. And he's saying, oh, Elon's making it a less safe platform. I have a lot of thoughts on this one. But can we play that clip of this guy who was their former chief of safety and trust or whatever? I thought we had it.
At one point, you tweeted that Twitter was actually safer under Elon. Do you still feel that way?
I don't. You know, it's funny. In the days shortly after the acquisition, a bunch of things happened. But one of them, predictably, because it's the internet, was that a trolling campaign emerged. Mm-hmm. And a number of trolls, they were like, let's go to Twitter and test the new limits of Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Twitter's challenge going forward is not, can the platform build machine learning? Sure, they can. But are there enough people who understand the emergent malicious campaigns that happen on the service and understand it well enough to guide product strategy and policy direction? And I don't think that there are enough people left at the company who can do that work.
You hear the little commissar there? Guide, policy, direction, all these. He's talking about someone to jump in there and make sure that the misinformation doesn't spread. I mean, Twitter initially came on the scene and it was, look, unless someone's breaking the law, and their terms of service actually reflected this. It was, unless someone is making death threats, you know, posting pornography, breaking the law in some way, there's not Twitter's problem, basically. That was it, right? Because you can block people. If someone's harassing you, oh, Twitter harassment, block them, right? This is pretty straightforward. But here we are being told that now under Elon Musk, it's less safe. What they mean is their ideas, the leftist ideas, are less safe. This is massive. Elon has said himself that this is about a battle for Western civilization. I don't think that's overstating it. I don't think he's taking it too far when he says that. Because without freedom of speech, what other freedom do you really have? And if you don't have access to the internet, if they can deperson you on the internet as they've done to, well, Donald Trump, with all the social media platforms kicking him off right away, they've done this to so many people. If they do all of that, what exactly is your recourse? You're going to get a printing press and start putting out pamphlets? It's not going to work. It's not going to work. I'm going to come back here in a second and talk to you about the situation of the rail strike in New York City. I'm sorry, the situation of the rail strike, and then also this woman who's facing charges in New York City. How is it the Biden administration keeps messing up all this stuff? They're so bad at their jobs. We'll discuss. Look, all of you have helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and they've got so many great products. I've got them all over my home. I'm talking about the Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillows, mattress toppers, the towels. And right now, look, if you go to MyPillow.com and you click on the Radio Listener Specials square and you make sure you put in the promo code BUCK, this is exactly what I'm talking about. The bath set right now, two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths, it's usually about $90. For a limited time, you can get this for just under $40, $39.98 with promo code BUCK. That's over 50% in savings. Towels are things you got to change, by the way. I just changed my towels recently, so I've got more my towels that have just arrived. And the my towels are so much better than the usual because they're more absorbent, they're softer. But also your towels, you know, over time, they get kind of worn out. They get thin and they don't feel very good. They're not very absorbent. So you need to change them. So it's time to get yourself a new towel set. Go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you click on that Radio Listener Special square. Enter promo code BUCK. That's promo code B-U-C-K. Great gift for somebody for the holiday. Trust me, whoever you are thinking about getting a gift for, they could use some nice new towels. They'd be like, oh, yeah, I hadn't gotten towels in a while. You get them from Mike Lindell's MyPillow, which is a great company that supports your values. It's just win, win, win all around. So the Biden administration is incompetent. You know that. There's no question about it. The Biden administration is a joke, but Biden, I think, is going to run again. You've got a lot of people that are recognizing that Joe Biden is actually rebounding right now in popularity. He's getting closer to 40%, but he's still an imbecile. He's still an imbecile. Here he is. They've got a rail strike that is possibly going to happen. First, let me play. Here's Kevin McCarthy of the soon to be House Majority Leader. I'm sorry, Speaker of the House, not House Majority Leader, soon to be Speaker of the House. Here's Kevin McCarthy basically saying the Biden administration totally dropped the football on this one, as they always do. They stink at this. You know the rest. Play the clip.
Yes, it's unfortunate that we're here because I know the president told us all that this was solved long before the election. And now we find ourselves in the last moments, in the last hours, asking us to rush a bill to the floor. Nobody wants the economy to fail. Nobody wants this to happen. But this is another situation where an administration told us one thing, just like they told us about inflation, was transitory. We found that it was not. This wasn't a negotiation that was selected by this administration. This was something that was celebrated by this administration that it was fixed. And now, right before a holiday season, right when farmers need to ship their goods and others, we have to rush something to the floor.
It's just incompetence, but Democrats, they train their voters to not care about results. It's all about intentions, which is true, by the way, in every socialist and authoritarian state. It's just about, well, we want to do great things. Sorry if the grain harvest is completely destroyed and people are starving, but, you know, we had great intentions. Yeah, the path to hell, as you know, paved with them. Democrats do this all the time. And so just the bad results aren't enough. They'll keep producing bad results. And the fact that you're looking at this rail strike, here's Joe Biden, by the way, he's talking about this. He said, he's like, muttering some nonsense, and, you know, not a joke. Says that who had even heard of supply chain until like this year or something. It's a short clip. Let's play it.
10 years ago, how many knew what the hell the supply chain was? No, I'm serious.
Not a joke. Oh, I'm so folksy. I'm so relatable. Not a joke. I'm serious.
Who knew that what supply? I think everybody knew what supply chain was. It's how your stuff gets to you. What, do you think the milk just appears in the grocery stores? No, there are people bringing it. We'd heard the term supply chain. If you're familiar with, you know, reading and awareness of what's going on in society around you, you're familiar with supply chain. But notice that Biden's all, oh, who would even heard of this thing? Well, we heard it a lot more now because there's baby formula shortages. And because, I got to tell you, I ordered a couch in August. And it was supposed to be delivered mid-October. And it's almost December. And it's from West Elm. So I'm just going to put this out there right now. West Elm is great because you can order something and it can either be delivered in 2 weeks or apparently 2 years. And you just get to wait and see which it is. Yay. But the supply chain issues are all over the place. And people keep saying, initially it was all, oh, it's COVID. It messed things up. It's not COVID. What's going on here? The same way that they pretend that the high price of energy has nothing to do with the fact that Democrats are in office or inflation or anything else. All these things happen that are not good. And instead of accepting that these are at least at some level related to policy decision making by the people in charge, the Democrats, it's just, oh, no, you're making it up. It's no problem. It's great. So it's just wild, really. It really is that they get away with this stuff. Well, hopefully they're not going to have a massive rail strike that'll cost us $2 billion a day in lost productivity going into the holiday season. That'll be a big, big deal. And then there's this story of a woman in New York City, BLM, and she was in her car in 2020. I think it was June of 2020. Might have been July. And a BLM mob surrounded her car, started banging on it, and started trying to pull at her door handles. They called her a white privileged bitch. And this is all matter of court record now. And she drove away. And she got scared. She had her daughter, her adult daughter, in the car with her as well. And she drove away. If you're threatening somebody and you stand in front of their car and you're a part of a mob of people, they are not under obligation, even if it's about social justice, they're not under obligation to sit there and get beaten to death or see what the mob wants to do with them. I mean, this is the most fundamental. I mean, this is going back to, you know, biblical law, basic human natural law. This isn't just about statute. You have a God-given right to defend yourself against aggressors. And BLM, in this case, were aggressors. You don't have to sit there and wait and see. You know, if someone pulls a gun on you and you have a firearm and you get an opening and you pull it and you shoot them dead, guess what? That's self-defense. You don't have to wait till they shoot you. The threat alone and the credible belief of an imminent lethal threat to your person is enough to use force. Driving your car away is what any person would do under the circumstances if they were approaching it rationally. And here's the thing. In New York City, they're charging her and they're giving her an option. She's turned down a plea deal for a second time. They're giving her an option of 6 hours of community service, 1 year driver's license suspension, or if she goes to trial, she faces up to 7 years in prison. You know what this is? They know she didn't do anything wrong. They want her to bend the knee. They want her to bend the knee. This is what this is all about. And they don't want to have BLM activists and anti-police activists and left-wing lunatics and all these pressure groups and the Democrats saying, oh, my gosh, it's such an injustice. Look what she did to the BLM protesters. Some of them were injured. Nobody was killed, fortunately. Some of them were injured by the car driving away. But to that, I just say, don't be barbarians who are threatening to harm somebody who's done nothing to you. Remember, if you're in a car, the car is a useful escape tool and even a weapon if it has to be, if you are willing to move it. The moment somebody gets into your car and attacks you, you are trapped. You are trapped now, right? They get that door open, they lay hands on you, and you're not able to now get out of there and escape. You're in the worst possible position to defend yourself. You've got a seatbelt on, probably. You've got people reaching and grabbing you. So she's not taking the plea deal because she believes that there's still some principle involved here. And I'm worried for her. There's going to be a jury trial in New York City. You get enough MSNBC watching libs who are so scared of all the white supremacy and Donald Trump. And they're just so worried about the destruction of social justice and all this other stuff, that cops are the bad guys. The crime problem isn't the issue. It's the cops are too rough on people. You get enough jurors who believe that stuff, and she might go away for a few years. So I totally respect her principle. I think she's completely in the right here. But I wouldn't want to roll the dice. If she were my mom, I would tell her to take the deal. But also, I would respect it if she didn't. I would respect it if she didn't. People say, oh, but how can you have principles? Look, 7 years is a long time spent in prison. And the state is showing everybody, we already know how unjust this whole thing is just by the treatment of her already. So there you have it. I hope that she manages to get through all this and is able to be found not guilty. The fact that they're even charging her at all is heinous, but it's all politics these days in the prosecutor's offices, as you know. The Democrats in charge, it's just a question of how is this going to play on CNN? The law, rule of law, it is in short supply these days. You know it, and I know it. All right, Gene, that's going to be it for today. Make sure that if you're listening to the podcast, you check out the Rumble show, rumble.com/Buck Sexton. And also, you can go to bucksexton.com for more stories, posts. I have to speak English. Things like that. Thanks for rolling with me. Shields high. Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.